The job of UW system president is a big one, overseeing the eighth largest university system in the United States. The head of the search committee is UW Regent David Walsh.
This is a very complex organization. It's not about fundraising. It's not about winning Rose Bowls. It's about keeping the quality of higher education.
A state deficit has already reduced UW funding, and Representative Rob Krivick says the governor's proposal to expand four-year-old kindergarten could mean a bigger financial hit in the future. As head of the legislature's Committee on Colleges and Universities, he supports Riley because he knows the challenges ahead.
He's shown a commitment to Wisconsin. I don't think we have to worry about him leaving in a couple of years. And I think, frankly, he's someone that we can afford.
Search Chairman Walsh says salary was a consideration, but adds it's not an overriding factor in choosing Riley.
We got the best person that applied, although it clearly is an issue in higher education.
The new UW system president will be in the same salary range as Catherine Lyle, who will retire in September at $310,000. Riley is currently chancellor of the UW Extension. The other two remaining finalists are former U.S. Representative Steve Gunderson and Elizabeth Capaldi, second in command at State University of New York. The full Board of Regents has a final say this Thursday. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.